Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Baghdad, Iraq. Iran is in Iraq, ready to fire missiles at Israel. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to the broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about Iran. Iran, of course, has Shiite fighters. They're aligned together there in Iraq, and Iraq has become somewhat of a threat to Israel.
That is a new development, Jimmy, where these Shiite fighters, and there are over 100,000 of them in Iraq today, They were created as organized militia groups with the help of Iran, but with the direct involvement and agreement of the Iraqi government in Baghdad. And now they are operating as an Iranian-backed militia force. And these Iranian militia groups, Iranian-backed militia groups, have ballistic missiles that are pointed at Israel. The Israelis have repeatedly stated publicly that they should get rid of those missiles. The Israelis have hit them. There have been airstrikes by Israeli Air Force jets against these targets in Iraq. This has created some furor in Iraq and threats by the militia groups themselves, who are run by members of parliament, in the Iraqi parliament. I mean, it's really quite extraordinary to see the extent of the Iranian influence inside the Iraqi governing structures. So there's an increasing conflict building up there, increasing tension between Israel itself and these Iranian-backed Iraqi militias. By the way, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has not denied that. He has warned Iran, and he stated that Israel will defend itself wherever needed. And when asked whether that included Iraq, he said, "I did not put any limits on that statement of wherever."
Ken Timmerman with the details on the Iranian military in Iraq making preparations to attack Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Iran, Iraq, and Israel are all nations that play a key role in the end of time scenario that is found in the Bible. Iran is Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, and they will be a part of an alignment of nations that will endeavor to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That will be done at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. Iraq, which is biblical Babylon, Revelation chapter 18, will be the international political, economic, governmental headquarters for the Antichrist for the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Both Iran and Iraq want to eliminate the Jewish state of Israel. However, both Iran and Iraq are destroyed by the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And then Jesus will rule over the world from the city of Jerusalem, the city that both Iran and Iraq are trying to destroy today. God's plan for the Jews will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...